For KEI News, I'm Justin Martin. Joining the artisanal food and beer boom in Dallas are specialty coffee shops, places which aim for the better bean. Floating in from a cloud of caffeinated bliss is former barista Liz Golding, who explored this new frontier in an article for the Dallas Observer. Liz Golding, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What's the difference between what these specialty shops offer versus your normal shop?
Several things, but in the big picture, it's quality over quantity, right? So everything from the way the bean is grown and processed at the point of origin in another country to the way that the roaster spends time and effort roasting, and then the way that the barista takes time to prepare it.
Does the coffee generally have a richer taste, a better service?
Specialty coffee will be more complex. So often those types of beans are grown at a higher altitude, so they grow more slowly, and you end up with a more complex flavor. And so these roasters, really what they're trying to do is get out of the way so you can taste the flavor of the bean underneath instead of a more carbonized roast flavor.
So other than the storefronts, you mentioned places that are dedicated to just roasting coffee beans. What's their approach to roasting a superior bean?
You know, again, that's really about getting out of the way. So when they're roasting, they're thinking about not only temperature, but also the smell and the color of the bean as it's roasting and how those things change over time. So depending on the roasting curve there, you can end up with a dramatically different bean flavor.
Walk us through this roasting process. What's it take to go from green beans to this final product?
There are a lot of hands that touch a cup of coffee. There's the farmer on the ground that grows the coffee. An agricultural worker or the farm employee picks it, and they have to pick it at just the right time. And then it gets processed on the farm. After that, it has to age. And then the bean shows up at the roastery. They put it in the roaster. You know, the things that they do with each bean, it all varies. And it can vary on a given day. So you're looking at time and temperature, but you could end up with a different product depending on humidity, depending on ambient temperature. So they roast and then they let it sit for a couple days. And then usually they will cup the coffees that they're roasting just to make sure that they're tasting kind of on the level that they want them to be. And then it'll go out either in their shop or to the person at home who then gets to brew it how they like it.
Why all this effort? I mean, is the coffee crafted from these places, which most people flood with creamer and sugar and other fillers, really all that discernible from a cup of Folgers or, say, some Starbucks?
I think if you taste it black, you really can tell a difference. As someone who isn't a coffee roaster but has grown into drinking her coffee black, I can taste a difference. But it took time. You know, it's kind of like people that drink wine or drink beer. The more you drink it, the more you kind of practice, the more you're able to taste those differences.
Liz Golding's article on the specialty coffee boom in Texas appeared in the latest Dallas Observer. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot.